And now, please welcome our 30-minute speaker, Betty Ann.
Oh my God, if I can get out of the chair. This is young people's chair. Hi, everybody. I'm Betty Ann Zetz. I'm a grateful member of the Tradition 5 groups in Woodland Hills and also in Westlake Village, the Al-Anon Focus Parent Meetings. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you, Max and Taylor. I don't care what they say about you. It's all true. And but I want to thank Rob. I really want to thank Rob and the young people's... Leave him alone. Anyway... But I really want to thank alcoholics that are here today. I really want to thank you, and they're single. it's called One Date at a Time. Yeah, and these two back there, let's see.
Don't forget the fairies.
And the fairies, of course. But young, can I turn this down? That's good, because I did. You know, I'm so, gratitude is so much. We say so much about gratitude, but I want to say something about the young people in this room. The young people that Lois Wilson and Ann Bingham, who are co-founders of Al-Anon, and Dr. Bob and Bill Wilson, co-founders of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I want to absolutely thank them, and, you know, for what they've established. You know, in 2000, Time Magazine said that AA and Al-Anon were the 12 spiritual movements of the world. And it is a spiritual movement. And if we didn't have the young people here, because I'm an historian in regards to Al-Anon and also Alcoholics Anonymous, my late husband was. And, you know, if it wasn't for the young people being here and having these type of meetings and including us, they say we're young at heart. That's such bullshit, I tell you. Oh, sorry. $5.
Here, it's okay.
I'm sorry. Oh, it is?
Yes.
I'm not happy about that. Here, take that. No. But the people in this room today, if you look next to each other, the people in this room today have a primary spiritual purpose, and that is to help someone else. And that's what the young people do in our group. Our Tradition 5 group and our, you know, groups are made up of young people because I'm the great-grandmother of Al-Anon now. You know, I have many years, such as my friend, what the hell with you. But I have many years in the program and many meetings, many conferences. We just got back from London and doing a four-step workshop over there. We're looking forward to Catalina. But let me tell you something, I'm looking forward to in my old age as a long-timer. I'm so politically correct now. But anyway, I'm old, and I'm old in the program. And my Tradition 5 group has to kind of put a cap on me. You know, I've got to sit on my hands sometime and zip my lip, not roll my eyes. But anyway, Lois always said it, this is our future. I was the future when I came in at 29 or 30 years old. I was the future, you know, and my husband was a drunk. And I'm so grateful for Ajit today and the Al-Anon luncheon that he said, mm-hmm. There are no qualifiers, you know. But I do. I qualify. I have a ribbon that they spent too much money on. But anyway, being the past chairperson of this convention in 1984, my sponsor started this convention. Sally Carpenter did, and so did her husband Keith Carpenter with Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank you for the AAs that are here today. And thank you for the women AAs that are here today, because I'm so grateful for my daughter's life because of you. My daughter would not be alive if it wasn't for Alcoholics Anonymous and the women that I see in this room today that are sober and clean, you know. And that's what young people do. They keep us young, they keep us clean, well, most of the time. But anyway, they have something that, you know, we didn't have then. Cell phones. And, you know, I used to have to go to a damn phone booth and call Bob and say, where are you? You know, I lived in Reno. Where are you? I know you're at the bar. I know you, you know, da 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 da. And Bob, you know, Bob would hang up the phone. But You know, I look back at over the years of now the young people starting their meetings, you know. It's not just for young people or young at heart. What it is it's a spiritual movement that the young people are now having to be able to help us to pass this forward. And that's all of our responsibility is to pass it forward. So if you're here today and you haven't a sponsor, you haven't done the steps, that's okay. Call me. No, but no, don't call me, please. I got enough. But come to Catalina. But they're not going to like that. But anyway, what I really have seen over the years, especially with the young people, I remember when Nick. Oh God, Nick. Am I on a tape? Oh, Jesus, Mary. Okay. But I remember when he came into the program. But I remember something really specifically about Nick and about the young people that I've met here, my Rob and all this, the people that are of service. These are the guys that are of service and the gals that are of service. And to watch them be able to participate in the traditional fact of the meeting, I think that's what the greatest gift to us old-timers are, is that they follow the traditions. Leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern, except those kids. No. But also another thing, too, is that I see my preteen sponsors here today. I see the preteen sponsors here today. I see the Alateen sponsors. I heard Renee talk about her transition into Al-Anon. I watched, what's his face, when he was in Alateen. What a mess. But, huh? Oh, thank you. Are you sure? Okay.
We got evaluation.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you have evaluation afterwards?
No.
Thanks a lot. But, but I see men and women here. It doesn't make any difference about gender, religion, faith, whatever. We're all here for that same spiritual purpose. And I see that in our group with babysitting, preteen, Alateen. And I see that these young people are bringing that up to date, you know, especially with the computers and all that kind of stuff. They're bringing more people in to the program that will be able, after I die soon, they'll be able to, you know, to be over. I also see in here a lot of old people that are, like, not as old as I am, I swear to God. But anyway, I see people in this group that have been active, that this is the miracle of being in the program when you're a young person, is that you see people that come in. I saw people like Sam come in. Oh, that's a mess. But anyway, and Robert, and I've seen all of these women and men here that have come into the program. That means something to me, and which helped me immensely at the end of September when my husband died, who was a long-term member of Al-Anon. She should have been. No. He got everything from me. I have 5 kids. I don't know why. And but, you know, I learned something from an old-timer, Elsa Chamberlain, who was Chuck Chamberlain's wife. And she always said, treat it with a light touch. And that's what I see here. I see a lot of principles above personalities. Not today, but I see a lot of principles above, you know, because like this gentleman said over here, I don't know if he's a gentleman or not. I don't know him that well. But I'm watching girls. But what I see is our principles lead us into absolutely a traditional and a concept way of life, a walk of life that is spiritually blessed. You know, not only by our old-timers and the people that came before us. And I'm so grateful for sponsorship. My first sponsor, Shirley, they were mean then, but, you know, my first sponsor, Shirley Gavea, and we lived in Reno, and then all of a sudden we lost our house, we lost everything, and we ended up in Auburn, California. We lived out in Georgetown. Now people know where Georgetown is, outside of Auburn, California. But anyway, I remember I was pregnant with my son, JR, who's 47. And I remember, you know, we'd travel, you know, from Georgetown all the way down through the American River, down through the valley and glen. And I tell you, it was a trip to get to that meeting. And that's one thing I see about the young people. They travel to go to meetings. They participate in meetings, you know, and they keep us out of it, you know. But You know, but when I would get to that meeting, Bob and I'd fight all the way down, and then we'd fight all the way back. But see, I had a lot of spiritual experiences, and that these young people are doing today, they're having spiritual experiences by helping someone else and being part of somebody else's life here and bringing them up. What happened at that meeting, I remember one time my sponsor, Shirley, and I'll tell this story because I didn't realize I only have 30 minutes, right? Why not more? No. Okay, thank you. But what I'm trying to say is that I remember one night we had a meeting, and it was in a circle. And if you go to small meetings, and we don't have too many small meetings here, except now after COVID. I urge everyone, go back to meetings. Please go back to meetings. I love Zoom in Europe. I love Zoom everywhere else. Go back to meetings. Support your groups. Support people walking in that door. Support people and then to be able that cry, that, you know, that don't cry, that sit in the back, but it come every week, you know. Make sure you, Sally always told me, make sure you see that lady in the blue dress in the back that comes all the time and brings goodies. You know, make sure you call on her to come, you know. Which they don't want to do that. But anyway, one night we were in the meeting and I was big and pregnant and they smoked then. And this is the spiritual miracle of it because my sponsor had a lot of pull and she'd smoke and then she'd tell everybody, listen, nobody smoke while Betty Ann's in here. I don't think it's good for the baby. And I thought, it's not good for me. What the hell are you talking about? You know? But anyway, and I had what G talked about, a little bit of ego, you know, just a little. But and I had 5 kids. Like I said, I don't know why. This was my 4th child. And I'll never forget this. We went around the room, and this little hippie girl was next to me. And, you know, we have no judgment here. We just have observation. And, but this hippie girl would, you know, they come around, they went around in a circle, everybody would have to talk, you know, share, I mean, and she never shared. She had a baby, she put on the breast, you know, she breastfed. Nobody cared, really, that she breastfed. They only cared about the old lady in the back that was knitting. And what the hell was that about? You know, but anyway, she'd come by, and she never spoke. She had long hair, and it was down like this. She made her own, now they call them Birkenstocks. And she had a little boy, too. And so what would happen when the little boy would come, that's why I see my lovely Tradition 5 gal here that brings her kids to preteen. Anyway, and brought her kids here today for the convention to be able to be part of something. I love you so much, I think. Okay. But anyway, so it went around, and this night, you know, she said, I'm, you know, Carol, and I'm so grateful to be here tonight because my husband's out drunk, and he put sand in the gas tank so I couldn't come to the meeting. And she said, they turned off my lights, they turned off my water. And I mean, I'm like stunned. I'm looking at this broad like, what the hell happened here, you know? But something happens to all of us when we hear that. And we know that person comes to the meeting all the time. We know that she didn't have a ride. She walked with that baby 5 miles and that little boy. And anyway, she shared, and she goes, but you know what? I was determined to come to this meeting. And she said, I'm going to stay through the meeting. And so, you know me, you want to ride home? And but anyway, before I could even say that, I always shared at the meeting. Because you know what? I never got to share in alcoholism. You know, keep your mouth shut. Don't make waves or noise or whatever. And so, because my dad was a drunk. But it was really interesting because that night I said, hi, I'm Betty Ann, I'll pass. And they all laughed. And that night, my sponsor, we all went over to her house, and we went over to her house, and we were sitting around in the back room. The Al-Anons went, and the AAs went in this other room, you know, which I was very jealous of because Bob got to have coffee, and I couldn't drink coffee at the time. But anyway, so we were in the back room. We were going to go in the back room, and my sponsor did something that I hope that your sponsor or somebody that your buddy does for you when you're in a bad place. And my sponsor grabbed me, and she goes, Betty Ann, let's go. I said, where are we going? She goes, it doesn't matter. Let's go. Get in the car. And in my 15th Allen on birthday, they got me a license plate that said, get in the car. Because, you know, when you call me up, I said, get in the car, I'll meet you in a meeting. Or I'll come pick you up, or whatever. But anyway, she said, let's go. So I'm telling her all about Bob and these kids. Deep, 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 deep. All the way up the hill in Auburn. We go up this hill, and we go into the grocery store, and she's having me push the basket. What a bitch. But anyway, so I'm pushing the basket. She's throwing crap in there and all this kind of stuff. And I'm not paying any attention because it's all about me and Bob and the kids and, you know, no money, you know, no house. We're living in my mother-in-law's, who I really loved in a very special way, till the end. But anyway, so then we come out of the grocery store, and she has the kid. They used to bring your groceries out for you. She said, to put two bags in the back seat. So this kid put two bags in the back seat, right? So I get in the front seat. I'm in the passenger side, and I'm talking like crazy. And she's smoking that cigarette, blowing it out the window. And all of a sudden, we're like in a bad neighborhood in Auburn. That's pretty tough to do in a bad neighborhood, you know. And I'm looking, I'm like, this is interesting. So finally, she just turned off the lights of the car. And I said, oh, my God, my sponsor is a hatchet murderer. You know? And she kind of cruised in, you know, in front of this house. And I looked over, and I see these windows today, and I look at those windows, and I remember I saw her, my little hippie girl, and here she was sitting on this couch with a kerosene lamp, and no lights, no gas, no electricity, nothing like that, and she had a big picture window, and I was fascinated kind of like by that. I thought, what the hell are we doing here? So my sponsor, she's puffing a cigarette, she says, listen, Betty Ann, get out of the car. I'm like, get out of the car? You know, what am I doing here? So she says, go in the back seat, grab the two bags that are on the, you know, behind the passenger seat. And she said, take them up there and drop them off. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with her? She could do that. I don't have to do that, right? So, of course, you know, my little head said that, but I said, of course, you know. So I'm big and pregnant. I get out of the car. I get those two bags, and I'm like, these are heavy. And she goes, wait a minute. I'm like, oh, God, wait a minute. It's like, now it's like 11 o'clock at night. She goes, there's an envelope in there. Make sure that envelope's in that bag. I said, which bag? She goes, don't ask. Just leave it in that bag. I said, okay. So I go rumbling up to the, you know, to the door, and I start to put the bags down, and I see something that I'm sure all of you have seen, especially the alcoholics in this room tonight. All of a sudden, I saw her, you know, trying to breastfeed the baby because she had no formula or anything else. And all of a sudden, I looked in, there was a hallway, and he was coming down the hallway, like falling in the hallway, you know, back and forth. And he came in the room, and he looked at her. I'll never forget this. And he said, what the hell's going on? And, you know, I could hear this, right, in this loud, drunken voice. And she was so calm. She got up and stood up. She goes, honey, listen. You know, you were out tonight, you know, you cashed your check. And he goes, well, why aren't the lights on? Why isn't the water on? You know, da-da-da-da-da and all this. And she just explained to him, you know, we weren't able to make the bill. And she was really nice about it, right? And I'm like, I'm going to kill that son of a bitch, you know. But I was fascinated by her grace. I was fascinated by the little boy. She didn't raise her voice. She didn't call him, you know, alcoholic or drunk, whatever. And the little boy put his arms around his leg. And he loved the alcoholic. Kids love the alcoholic, you know, and the addict today also. But anyway, so I was just so fascinated by this. And I dropped the bags, you know, I put them down. And I was going to knock on the door, but I didn't. Man, I ran away. And it's hard running away at 9 months pregnant. And so I got back in the car, and my sponsor, she puffed on her cigarette, and she said, don't you ever say a word until I die. Don't ever tell this story. But she goes, that's what I want you to do in your service to people in the group and in the meeting. So the next Thursday, man, I'm going to the meeting. Bob goes, God, you're so anxious to get to the meeting. I said, you're right. And so we get to the meeting, and the hippie girl's there, right? She's got her hair back, and she's got the baby, and the little boy's over there with one of the old-timers that had purple hair, and now everybody has purple hair. But Anyway, so I'm sitting there, and it goes around the room, and it comes to her, and I'm like, maybe she's going to share tonight. And she did. She said, I can't believe this, what Al-Anon has done for me and what this group has done for me. And here we are in that basement. You know, AA's have the good room upstairs. But we're in the basement freezing our bums off. But anyway, she said, you know, my husband came home drunk last Thursday night, and he was really upset because, you know, everything was off and all that. But she said, something happened. She said, because all of a sudden we heard this thump, and we saw this figure running away from the house. And she said, my husband said, well, what the hell's that? And they went out, and they found the two bags of groceries and formula and diapers and food for the little boy. And she said, one of the greatest things, you know, I've been trying to get him to come to AA for, you know, a few years, especially since the baby's been born. But she said, it's what happened. She goes, I also found a check in there, money in there, you know, to pay the electric and the gas and the lights and all this. And she said, it was anonymous. But there was something in there that said, pass it forward. And she said, but the really reason I'm here tonight, and she said, I feel really wonderful about Al-Anon, I'm so grateful, is because, guess what? She said, my husband's upstairs in the meeting. And he's been sober 32 years. You know, these are the miracles that happen, anything, if you do the things that we are allowed to do here. And I know it's difficult here in our groups, especially meeting newcomers and with all the communication and social media and all that. But I see the strength of young people. I see the strength of our groups. And I see the strength of sponsorship that happens in Al-Anon, and especially in our area. Last winter, you know, after my husband passed, the girls had a committee over in London, in England. They did a four-step workshop over there. They planned it for a year, and thanks to Mimi and my fairies over here, I'll tell you about the fairies later. But it sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? But they're like my great-grandchildren, and they call me great-grandma. I don't like that. But anyway. But you know what Alcoholics Anonymous did for us, and what Al-Anon did for us, and what you did for my children when they were teenagers? You left them in Alateen, which was very difficult. And you know, one of them turned out to be an addict. One of them married an addict and an alcoholic. And my daughter is clean and sober today because of Alcoholics Anonymous and her father being sober for 47 years this last week. No, that's the miracle that you have. And if you're single here today, or you're divorced, or now, they call me a widow. Oh my God, I'm like the Black Widow. But, you know, but I watched, you know, my friend, her son came up and read the steps, and you know, Taylor, Wetterface, whatever. But anyway, she read, I'm really nervous. You know what I think it was? That caffeine at lunch. And I need a medication or something. You know, saw through prayer medication. But another great thing about the young people and what they're doing is that not only are they passing it on, but we had a great experience 5 years ago. We took them, Mimi and we took, I don't know how many people we have, 36 people or whatever, and we all went to Baltimore for the International. And if you're not going to the Al-Anon International, you're going to miss these people, let me tell you. I have never been to, I've been to all the Internationals, you know, throughout the United States with AA and Al-Anon. Bob and I have, and then also myself with Al-Anon. But anyway, so we're going to Baltimore, and I swear to God, I became Mimi's auntie, you know, because she's from Hawaii. So I became the auntie. So she moved me up to good rooms and all that. She didn't pay for it, but she moved me up to good rooms. But something happened, and the young guys and girls know about this, that came. They came. They were in the parade. They did all the things, this huge, you know, international meeting, and from all different countries. We take all the, you know, your little pins that you get, you buy it. I keep my pins, and then we exchange them with Australia or England or Saudi Arabia. You know, we exchange it because it's a worldwide fellowship. And the greatest gift was, so then they always have a dance on Saturday night. Oh, Jesus. This dance is boring, you know, because old women in Al-Anon that are divorced, not happy, they put on, I don't know why they put on a dance, you know. So anyway, they put on this dance, and they put us in this small room, you know. It was adjacent to the big room, whatever. But anyway, the small dance floor, and it's the little stage and all this. I swear to God, I danced until 1 o'clock in the morning. I was so sore the next day. They were so much fun. We had so much fun. And that's what they insist on. Am I through? That's good. Okay. But anyway, you know, their participation gave our fellowship in Virginia Beach, gave them an emphasis to start be able to really see what young Al-Anons do. They finally started seeing, we have to turn it over. We have to turn our fellowship, our program, our sponsorship over to other women and men in this room today. And if you don't sponsor somebody, go out and grab somebody. I remember Marguerite told me this in Reno one time. She was from Hawaii. She was an alcoholic, crazier than I am. And she loved Bob. She really loved Bob. She just, you know, get over here, Bob. Said, you know. But anyway, she used to tell me in Hawaii what they would do. When in Hawaii, what they do, she goes, if somebody went out and started drinking, they'd go after him. They'd drag him out of the bar, you know. Another privilege I've always had is I went to prison. Well, I went to jail a couple of times, too, because of the alcoholic. But anyway, I got to be able to have a secret clearance in Maine to be in the Nevada State Prison and to be an example of Al-Anon. When I was in Texas, I got to go to the Women's Institute for women that have killed their husbands, the alcoholics and the addicts in their lives, or killed their parents or whatever, you know. I've been able to experience what the degradation and the humiliation, you know, what alcoholics and addicts go through. I've had the experience of having my own daughter be an addict and be out on the street and be, you know, on a TV show and anything that showed her not the best. And so, again, all those experiences have led me to the people that are before me, beside me, and behind me. You know, I remember going to the jail the first time Amy went to jail. And I remember her coming upstairs, and you know, when you're in the jail in downtown LA, you've probably been there. But righty then. But you know, I didn't come into Al-Anon with humbleness. You know, I came in because I was humiliated by my actions, which I didn't know, which my sponsor pointed out, of course, and so did a couple other people in the meeting. But anyway, I'll never forget this. You know, when I first went downtown L.A. and I went to the, you know, to the jail, and they humiliate you, you know, if your license isn't just perfect, if this isn't perfect. But see, I stash Al-Anon and AA literature in my purses, and you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to leave it in jury rooms either, which I do. But anyway... So Bob and I are there, and this is the first time that we ever went to the jail. And we finally get upstairs. And it's, you know, and we finally get to the, you know, the big glass window and all this. And I see my daughter, who I practically didn't recognize. She had different color hair, you know, an orange jumpsuit, and, you know, this is the little baby that her twin died at 3 months. This is the baby that we raised in AA and Al-Anon. This is the little girl that wanted to become a nun. That didn't last. But this is the little girl that was the baby that loved us the most and still does today. This is the little girl who never wanted to leave home. You know, she didn't want to go spend the night or whatever. But anyway, she came out and she looked at me, and I know what she was going through, because she said to me, "Mommy, Mommy, I'm so sorry. I'll never do this again." And you know what? I believe that. I believe they don't want to do that again. That's why I go to open AA meetings. That's why I listen to open AA tapes. That's why I talk to AA women and AA men. No, I don't know about these guys. But anyway. But you know, She said that. How many times did she go to jail? And then one night we get a call that she's in prison. She's going to prison. You know, and we had to make a decision because we had taken her son away from her. We didn't take her son away. She gave her son to us, really, basically, because her boyfriend at the time, Cole's dad, was an addict, had 8.5 years of being clean and sober, and he died of a heroin overdose. And Cole was with us at 4 years old. And we did something that grandparents do here, because when I went to the women's jail in Ventura, and I talked to the women up there in our panels, you know, okay, thank you. Guess what happens there? 99% of the women that are in jail today, their parents are taking care of their kids. You know, and I know that here today also. So I'm so grateful for that. I've only got a couple minutes, and I'm going to finish with this. But, you know, the miracle of it is to let go and live and let live, let God, do all the slogans, do all the things, but go to meetings. Go to meetings. I don't care if your ass is falling off or what's happening. Go to a meeting or make a phone call. It's so easy today to do that. Go to Catalina. Go to the four-step workshops. Go to the conventions. Go to AFG. Go to Southern Cal. Do all the things that you can do to be able to make yourself here. One of the things about financial, and I'm just going to close with that too, there was, you know, our sponsor Sally and Keith, God rest their souls, and my sponsor Patty Hill, God rest her soul. And that's what really is, we had mentors, and that's what our young group does. They mentor each other. Yeah, they have a lot of personalities. I've heard about a few. But anyway, they're growing, and but they do something that, you know, a lot of us weren't able to do maybe when we were in 25, 30 years, you know. They're able to reach out. Dylan, Madison, from our Alateen. I see these Alateens, and just, I've seen these kids grow up, be parents, go to college, get their master's. But anyway, I see them doing something with their lives, but they're still giving back. They're still physically being in a meeting. They don't leave meetings. Even my daughter, Deanna, who's a brain or whatever, you know. You see, and she's married to a woman. Do I have any problem with that? No, because I've been raised with this. I've been raised with, there's no prejudice. I have, you know, biracial granddaughter and great-grandsons. There's no prejudice in that. That's one of the greatest gifts that Al-Anon has given us. For 85 years, Alcoholics Anonymous, over 85 years, Alcoholics Anonymous given. And so when we call a meeting a young person's meeting or a gay meeting or this meeting or that meeting, whatever, guess what? It's all inclusive. Nothing is exclusive here. They never had any problems with that. You know, we are human beings, you know, with a spiritual purpose to be able to get well and to be able to help others. And my sponsor always told me, go clean a drawer. I said, what has that got to do with anything? He's horrible, you know. And she said, clean a drawer and then call me afterwards, after you clean two drawers. Then it became three drawers. What the hell? But anyway, today I've got to end this because Rob's freaking out. But and the A's are getting bored. No. But today, the only thing message I can leave you is that Keith gave us a prayer, and I put it on my Al-Anon card, and I'll be glad to pass it on to you. And we know to do that in our sponsorship, but I'd be glad to pass it on to you. And this prayer is, dear God, help me to accept the seemingly bad as well as the good, which is necessary for my growth. And whoever's God that you brought in here today, make sure that you pass that on to someone else. And make sure when you go home tonight that you absolutely put, you know, God in the door or the garage, however you get in the house. I tell people this, you know, put God in first. Because when I used to go in the door after like a four-step workshop, I'd go in and go, what the hell's going on here? This place is a mess. What have you guys been doing all weekend? And they'd look at me, all of them would, and they go, that was a spiritual weekend. You have given me something today, and especially treating me as a long-timer and an old-timer, and the young people have given me the opportunity not only to be young at heart, but to be able to pass on something that we all have and that's only of our experience, our faith, and our hope. You give me hope for the future, and you give me hope and anything for my group. Please come to our group, Tradition 5 group. Please come to our Al-Anon parent groups, and I'll be more than happy to give you my card with the prayer on it. Thank you so much. God bless all of you.